time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to Historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. It's Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament for the Bearcats. They come in as the number one seed in this tournament after winning the conference regular season championship. They stand at 26-1 and they face a Missouri Southern team that comes in as the number four seed in this tournament. They take an 18-11 record into this afternoon's game. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer for this afternoon on the Bearcat Radio Network. Is Creighton Elwood. And Matt Gorder, this should be a heck of a matchup between Northwest and Missouri Southern. This Lions team, the only team this season to end the Bearcats loss.
Yeah, and it was a convincing win for Missouri Southern down in Joplin. But, you know, we said it before that game, during that game, after that game, and many times before and after that, you know, that Southern team plays so much better at the Leggett and Platt Center than they do really anywhere else. And Northwest experienced that when they went down to Joplin. You saw the first game between the two teams, a blowout at Bearcat Arena. And even down here in Kansas City, being a neutral site, it's still not the Leggett and Platt Center. So this is a very athletic Missouri Southern team. Maybe during the regular season, underachieved a bit. They are going to be good. They're going to give Northwest a challenge. But I feel pretty comfortable with today's game.
Dennis, Northwest and Missouri Southern. We're back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips, more at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Ellison of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest Missouri State getting ready to take on Missouri Southern in a semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Earlier this afternoon, the number two seed in the tournament, Central Missouri, went over number seven seed Nebraska Kearney, 75-57. So the winner of this game gets Central Missouri.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Central's one of those teams that we just talked about, Missouri Southern, maybe over the course of the year underachieving a little bit. I think Central's the opposite. They're peaking at the right time. They obviously know they've got to win the MIAA tournament to get into the national tournament. So they're going to be fired up and ready to go tomorrow, and whoever wins this game will have a tough matchup for sure.
You know, the women's bracket quarterfinals was played yesterday here at Municipal Auditorium. The afternoon session went about like planned, with Emporia State defeating Fort Hays State 78-62 and Central Missouri over Southwest Baptist 80-61. But the nighttime session last night had a couple of surprises. Lindenwood with a one-point win over number one seed Pittsburgh State 64-63, and then Central Oklahoma, the team that knocked the Northwest women out of the tournament on Tuesday, defeats Missouri Western 69-58.
Yeah, I mean, that makes you, especially that Central Oklahoma score, makes you feel a little bit better, you know, if you're Northwest. Not a lot, because they would have rather have been here, but you knew that Central Oklahoma was playing some pretty good basketball, and outside of that third quarter, Northwest played them a good ball game in that first round game down in Edmond earlier this week. So, you know, like we said, the Northwest women, I think, got stronger as the year went on and really took some steps to improve the program. Maybe it wasn't a great season, but I think the program took steps and was proven in that matchup on Tuesday against Central Oklahoma.
Well, we have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, it's the number one seed in the men's bracket, Northwest Missouri State, against the number four seed, Missouri Southern. The two teams going through their pregame warm-ups here at Municipal Auditorium. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Southern in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Ben, a big win over in Lincoln on Thursday in the quarterfinals of the tournament here. And just kind of talk about some of the things that came out of that victory.
Well, I thought our kids really competed, especially defensively to start. We executed what we needed to do, took the two guards out of the game, and built a good enough lead that in the second half, you know, we kind of coasted in a little bit, gave up a lot of timely offensive rebounds, but that'll help us today. Hopefully we learn from that because this team really goes to the offensive glass.
Third meeting with Missouri Southern, the first meeting on when in home and then Missouri Southern heading Northwest, the only loss of the season so far. What are some of the things with this third matchup that you want to try to do that may be a little different than the last one?
You know, play a little better. I think offensively in particular, I thought we let the game get away from us down there. And then defensively, do a lot of the same. But, I think a lot of them is if you score on them, they have a really difficult time scoring on you just because they're not in transition all the time. And so your offense has got to be as good as it's ever been. And then defensively, make sure you get back in transition if you don't score and then get the defensive rebounds.
Missouri Southern, another team kind of like Lincoln where they get a few things going positive that they can get on a little bit of a roll?
Yeah, they're a run team. They're, you know, what they call front runners, I guess. And when they're up, they're up. When they're down, down, they're down. And so you've got to kind of cool them off and keep them down the whole time.
By losing to them the last meeting, is that team a little extra focus coming into this matchup here?
I think so. I don't know. I'd like to think that they are, but I definitely gave it more attention than I did the first time, or the second time, I should say. And so hopefully our guys are ready.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest and Missouri Southern going through their pregame warmups as we're just a few minutes away from tip-off time in the semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Then Northwest coming in the number one seed at 26-1 on the year. Missouri Southern the number four seed. They are 18-11. For the Bearcats, their lineup will look like this. Justin Fitz at the point guard, a 5'9 junior out of Blue Springs, Missouri. He's averaging 19 points and 3 rebounds a contest. He's also this year's MIAA Player of the Year, second straight year that he's received that honor. He's second in the MIAA in assists per game at 5.4. And coming off a 40-point performance and the win over in Lincoln on a Thursday afternoon in which the Bearcats defeated the Blue Tigers 80-76. Also to guard Anthony Woods, a 6'2 senior out of Kansas City, Missouri, and a transfer from Northeast Community College in Norfolk, Nebraska. He's averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's an honorable mention performer this year in the MIAA. And also at a forward position would be Chris Eberendale, a 6'6 junior from Stavanger, Norway, averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a game. He comes in a third-team member of the All-MIAA squad and a member of the All-Defensive team as well. They had 14 points Thursday afternoon in the win over Lincoln, including a couple of big free throws in the final minute of the game, which helped ice the contest for Northwest. Also in the last meeting with Missouri Southern, they had 9 points and five boards in that game down in Joplin. The other forward, Zach Snyder, a 6'7 senior from Prairie Village, Kansas. Second team All-MIAA member this season, averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds a game. He's the MIAA leader in three-pointers made in a career. And he is also first in the MIAA in three-point shooting percentage this season at 49.1%. Inside is Brett Doherty, a 6'7 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds. In the first meeting with Missouri Southern, he had a good game in that matchup with 12 points against the Lions back at Bearcat Arena. For Missouri Southern, under head coach Jeff Boshi, in his third season as the head coach of the Missouri Southern Lions, he was an assistant under for 4 years under then-head coach Robert Korn and a former Kansas Jayhawk. Again, he's got his team into the semifinals of the semi-AA tournament. And he'll have starting at a point guard spot C.J. Carr, a 5'8 junior from Rock Island, Illinois, and a transfer from Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, averaging 19 points and 3 rebounds a game. He's coming off a 19.4 assist performance against Fort Hays State in their quarterfinal round game on Thursday, and leads the MIAA in assists, steals, and minutes played per game. Also, J.J. Pettit is in this lineup, a 6'4 senior from Miami, Florida. He's a transfer from Central Connecticut State, averaging just over 14 points a game and 3 rebounds. He had 12 points and then went over Fort Hays State, and he's also an honorable mention performer in the conference. Going back to C.J. Carr, he's a second-team All-MIAA player as well. Also to forward, Lawrence Brown, a 6'6 senior from Kansas City, Missouri. Transfers from Mercer University, averaging 9 points and 8 rebounds a game. He's all honorable mention this season. And the MIAA Freshman of the Year is Elijah Clark, a 6'3 freshman from Edmond, Oklahoma. He averages 14 points and 5 rebounds a contest, coming off a 20-point performance and 8 boards against Fort Hays State on Thursday evening. In the last meeting against the Bearcats, he had a big game down in Joplin where he had 17 points and 9 rebounds. As I mentioned, the MIAA Freshman of the Year. Inside is Dexter Frisbee, a 6'11 freshman from Brumley, Missouri, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. And again, that's the lineup for Missouri Southern. Missouri Southern advanced to today's semifinal round game by defeating Fort Hays State in the quarterfinal, 76-67. In that game, they struggled at the free throw line. Normally, a team that's a fairly good free throw shooting team, as they only shot against Fort Hays State 68.2% at the free throw line. The Bearcats, of course, struggled at the line as well, and their win over Lincoln University. Last meeting between Northwest and Missouri Southern. Missouri Southern shot 53.3% from the field, and that's the highest shooting percentage any team has shot against the Bearcats this season. And they have 5 players in double figures as they just came out red hot against Northwest in that first meeting. Again, the starting lineups for Northwest, at the guard, Justin Pitts, along with Anthony Woods, forwards Chris Eberendell and Zach Snyder, and at the post spot is Brad Doherty. And for Missouri Southern, their lineup, C.J. Carr, and that'll be a good matchup with Pitts tonight. Carr, a point guard for Missouri Southern, also J.J. Craddock, Lawrence Brown, Elijah Clark, and Dexter Frisbee. That's the way the lineups look. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with the buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken, and sides for tailgating. And from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29 in St. Joseph, offering new and pre-owned bikes, parts, accessories, service, and custom work. More information is available at stjoeharleydavidson.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or at MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio, the Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 562-0300.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
We're back at this auditorium in Kansas City. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Creighton Elwood is our studio engineer for today's game. In Northwest Missouri State, the number one seed, facing Missouri Southern, the number four seed. Bearcats at 26-1, and Missouri Southern at 18-11. Again, earlier this afternoon, Central Missouri was a winner over Nebraska Kearney, the other semifinal on this men's side. Central Missouri, the number two seed, winning 75-57. So the winner of this matchup will get Central Missouri tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And round of applause here in the background. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team re-entering the floor for a couple of quick final warm-ups for the starting lineup being introduced here at Municipal Auditorium. And Matt Gorder, as always, when you look around Municipal Auditorium during this tournament, a lot of green and white. Obviously, in this game, a lot of green in Missouri Southern as well. But I think Bearcat green outnumbers Missouri Southern's colors in this matchup.
Yeah, right now, when you take a look around the gym, of course, Bearcat fans are on their feet clapping to the fight song. And they're going to outnumber Missouri Southern, which isn't a surprise. You know, Bearcat fans are so dedicated. The other night, after the game on Thursday, the win against Lincoln, saw a lot of them hang around to watch that next game because they knew that whoever won that game was going to be the next opponent. So they were doing their own scouting for sure, taking that other game to find out who the Bearcats would be facing today.
And I think when you look at the Bearcats, really both on the men's and women's side, the history of this tournament in Kansas City, both teams have really performed well down here on this floor.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, you know, and it's a comfortable place. It feels like a home away from home. When you play a lot down here, it does that. When you have the support that you do, it does that. I mean, there are some teams that play down here quite a bit, but they just don't get the fan support, and so it doesn't necessarily give you that home away from home feel, but the Bearcats have that, and you know, they've shown it. That's why they've had the success on the floor that they have in this tournament.
Bearcats coming off a win in the quarterfinals Thursday afternoon as they defeated Lincoln University 80-76. Third time this season the Bearcats defeated Lincoln, and that Lincoln team's a team on the rise, I think, man.
I tell you what, I was really a little bit nervous about the game on Thursday because, you know, that seating in front of Lincoln really said nothing. We knew it was a talented team. It's a tough matchup for Northwest. We saw Lincoln in that game play more as a team than I think we ever have. And when you add the talent that they have and the team aspect, that's why that one was a close ball game. So it shouldn't have been a big surprise. I also don't think it should be a big worry. It's a game that helps Northwest. They're going to get into a lot more games from here forward where they're going to have to make plays at the end to win games. And they had to do that on Thursday night. So it's something that can benefit the Bearcats. We all love to see them blow everybody out, but it's just not a reality. And if you're going to beat tough teams and have to make plays late in the game, one of those games like that is exactly what you need.
And when you look at the way the season has gone for Northwest, they haven't had that many of those type of games.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I think that was kind of a key. One of the other games that they had was against Lincoln. That was a close game in Jefferson City. So, yeah, that's exactly what you got to see is opportunities and take advantage of opportunities. You got to get those wins, but to be able to, or to have to make plays to get those wins, I think, is the biggest key for Northwest right now.
I think when you look at the way the bracket's set up, despite the fact that Northwest, the number one seed in this tournament, the Bearcat side of the bracket really looks like it might be the tougher side of the bracket. They'll get Central Missouri playing very well. The winner of this will get Central Missouri tomorrow afternoon, but this isn't an easy road to get to the championship.
Yeah, I mean, I would bet that the teams on the other side of the bracket would try to make that same room arguing. You know, I mean, that's just the MIAA for you. When you look at a team like Central Missouri, that they got their 20th win in this tournament this year. I think they're playing their best basketball of the year right now. Things like that, and I think we've seen a lot of teams peak. I thought Lincoln was playing their best basketball, and that's what teams are trying to do. They're trying to peak right now, especially when you look at the fact that Northwest clinched so long ago the regular season title. Teams were able to kind of take the approach that, all right, we just got to now take the steps here over the next 3 weeks to make sure we're tournament ready, make sure we can make a run in the tournament. They also all know if they don't win the MIAA tournament, there likely is not going to be another MIAA team in the regional tournament. So if somebody other than Northwest wins, that's really going to be the only opportunity to get two MIAA teams in this year. All these teams know that, because they've got to win to get in, and that's why they're playing their best right now.
For the Bearcats, they hope to have two more wins before they get into the regional, but it really looks, Matt, like things are shaping up very good for Northwest to host next week in that Central Region.
Yeah, they've got basically a four-game lead over the second-place team in the region. So, yeah, a loss here today or a loss tomorrow, I don't think hurts their chances of getting into that regional tournament. But you know how players and coaches are. They want to win everything. They're not. You don't go out to lose a basketball game, and they would love to sweep the regular season and tournament titles in the MIAA.
When you look at the goals that this team set at the start of the year, they accomplished goal number one, winning the regular season title, which is the fourth straight year they've had the regular season title. And then, of course, they want to win this conference tournament. Then a couple more goals after this.
Yeah, absolutely. Then you move on to trying to win the regional tournament, and we'll have a good chance of that with them getting the opportunity to host. And, of course, the national championship is the ultimate goal for any basketball team. And, you know, if Northwest can get through that regional tournament, you look at playing that in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the Elite Eight, that is, Northwest would be the only team that has any experience up there in the Elite Eight if they can get to that point. Now, there's a lot of winning that's got to go on, but, I mean, you look at the dominoes, and they're set up right for Northwest right now, but they still have to knock those dominoes down in the right order.
When you look at this matchup between Northwest and Missouri Southern, again, at the starting line is being introduced in front of the fans here, what do you see as the keys to where this team should go?
Well, I mean, the athleticism for Missouri Southern makes you a little bit nervous. You know, they're a very athletic team, and if they play that team aspect, they're going to give you some trouble, you know, and we saw that. And if they hit shots early, I think that's trouble as well, because that's what happened down in Joplin. They hit shots. You saw their confidence balloon the way they started that ball game, and they built off of that. So if that happens again today, where they hit some shots early, maybe get a little bit of a lead, it's going to be a battle. I think it's going to be a battle either way, but if their confidence swells early in this game, it may be a long 40 minutes.
It's like a fun matchup to watch in this game. Will be Justin Fitz and C.J. Carr. They're two players, similar size, kind of similar type of game that they bring to the floor, and it's been a fun matchup to watch the first two meetings here.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, each of the two has a big win in their own gym. It's kind of the rubber match. Well, not kind of. It is the rubber match for the two teams on a neutral floor, and that's kind of how you like it if you got to try to determine a season series, if each team has won on their home floor. And yeah, you're right. Those are the two leaders of the team. They drive these teams, make them go. I think Northwest has a few more weapons outside of Pitts than Southern does outside of C.J. Carr that can potentially take over a game. I think that's going to be an advantage for Northwest. And we'll have to see how Pitts comes out and plays, too. He's been a little under the weather about the last week and a half or so. The stat sheet doesn't tell you that, but he hasn't felt great, so hopefully he's feeling better after a day off yesterday.
What are you talking about, the stat sheet? 30 points and 6 assists in the win over Lincoln on Thursday.
Yeah, he needs 41 points to take over the career scoring record in the MIAA tournament, and you know, he's never scored under 20 points in an MIAA tournament game. So if you think about that pace, he could do it if they get a game today and tomorrow this year. But if he doesn't, he's still got another year.
And he's this year's MIAA Player of the Year, second year. He's had that honor. Officials for today's game, John Moore, Will Lindy, and Roger Smits. We're ready to go. The tip is up and is controlled by Northwest as they go from our right to our left in their white uniforms with the green numerals and green trim. And for Missouri Southern, they're traveling green uniforms with the green black numerals trimmed in yellow. Out front is in down. Looks on the right side. Find Snyder. Snyder dribbling in front of Missouri Southern bridge. Brings it out front right side for Pitts. Man-to-man defense on Missouri Southern. Fitz open out front, takes a little 3-0 high, bounce off the rim, rebound tip. It goes to Woods on the block's left side. He'll dribble to the left corner, and Northwest sets up the offense. Woods now goes through the lane, puts it right side. Snyder open on the wing, a 3, good. Nothing but net for Zach Snyder. The Cats out 2-3-0 lead. C.J. Carr into the front court left side. Goes between the circles for credit. Pass, pass. Right side high for Brown. Brown to the top of the key with one dribble. Now to Carr. He's checking off his Snyder out front. A bump and a foul. And Zach Snyder will pick up the first foul of this game. 3-0 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. J.J. Craddock will inbound, and he brings it to Carr. Looks right side. Craddock looks to get on the wing. Will drive to the free throw line. Ball tipped loose inside. Controlled by Doherty for Northwest. And now it goes to Woods, and he'll bring it across midcourt left side. The left wing to the free throw line. Bounce pass out front near the jump ball circle for Pitts. He'll dribble left wing. Pass card to the baseline left runner. Banks it and hits it. And a 5-0 Northwest Missouri State lead. Into the front court, right side, Carr for Southern. They like to get the ball down the floor quickly. Out front is Frisbee. Goes cross court left, credit. On the wing left, he launches a long three off the front of the rim. The long rebound goes out of bounds to the Bearcat sideline, and Northwest will have it.
Well, they're not hitting the shots early like they did at the Leggett and Platt Center there in Joplin. Now, it's very early. It still could potentially happen, but it hasn't yet.
5-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. Minute and a half into this one, out to the top of the key, Pitts to the free throw line, left side and down. Will drive the lane, the runner inside, he will not get it, gets a call for a foul. Pushing out with his left hand, and gets called for a foul as he was dribbling with the right, and now will pick up his second foul. 5-0, Northwest Missouri State in front of the Lions. T.J. Carr across midcourt, picked up by Pitts. Bounce pass to the left wing, finds credit. Off the key, Brown. Right side, Carr. Low right for the pass for Kettit. Now front right side, Carr. Northwest in the random end. Defense cross court. Left side pass for Elijah Clark. For a freshman of the year. They might have a lifeline. Brown now low right side for Frisbee in the block. And plays it up and in.
Great ball movement to get a wide open look underneath.
5-2. Northwest in front of Missouri Southern. Pitts will walk it across the timeline. Dribbles right side from that right there, left. Bounce pass baseline for Woods. Now finds Doherty. Cutting through the lane. Misses it too hard. Rebound tipped on the baseline. Out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lions. Cats up by 3 with 17:40 left in at the first half. Carr, the 5'8 junior from Rock Island, Illinois, will take it across the 10-second line. Dribbles right wing. Gets it to Clark. Back to Carr. Long three over Pitts. Off the rim right side of the rebound. Carrams to Carr. Lays it up and as he's following the shot. And it's a 5-4 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts to the top of the key. Dribbles left side. Holds on to the ball. Bounce pass left for Doherty. Hands off back to Pitts. Free throw line runner in the lane from 14 yards. Justin Pitts with 4 early points. 7-4. Northwest Missouri State in front. Clark to the right wing to the right baseline. With the shot blocked away by Snyder. Rebound to Pitts and Northwest. Pitts right side finds Woods into the front court to the right wing. Lions get back on defense. Woods takes it into the lane, expires the dribble, brings it out front right side, Pitts. Northwest up 7-4. Pitts right side. Baseline for Woods with the dribble on the baseline and a double team off the right of the base of the bucket and a whistle inside and cut a 3-second violation coming up on Northwest. Turnover gives it to the Lions with Northwest in front, 7-4. 16:43 left in at the first half. C.J. Carr will take it across midcourt this time. Dribbles left. Bounce pass high left side for Frisbee. Trying to give it back to Carr on the baseline right. Up the shot misses, and Doherty clears the rebound for Northwest. Cats doing a good job on the defensive boards. It felt like in Thursday's win over Lincoln, they gave up a few too many offensive rebounds. So far, doing a good job in this matchup. Snyder out front right side with the dribble. Guarded by Carr. Hands off to and down right side. Now they give it to Pitts out front. Right on the shot clock. Pitts dribbles down the lane. Left side baseline left for Doherty. One dribble off the shot off the glass and good as he went past Frisbee and put it in. Doherty with his first bucket and a 9-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. On the right side, Brown. Out front for Cadet. Left side on the wing, Clark. Top of the key, Brown. Left side for Carr. Looks high post left, Frisbee. Trying to back pedal on Doherty. Kicks it back left side. Carr, ball fake. And up for the shot over Pitts. Line drive. Rims around and out. Brown with the rebound. For Missouri Southern. Brings it out front. Left open is Bennett. Takes the jumper. And a whistle no inside. Well, they count the bucket. And that's a three-point by Cradock out front. I think we got a foul inside as well. Breaking the action right now, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 9-7. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Cats out of the timeout. Goes inside. They get it too. Anthony Woods, he puts up a little six-foot jumper in the lane. It's an 11-7 lead for Northwest. Before the timeout, Dexter Frisbee got called for a foul, trying to go for the rebound inside on that made shot out on the perimeter. 11-7, Northwest Missouri State in front, Cradock out front, goes right side Brown. Looks into left corner, Carr, long three over and down, nothing to net as he goes into the Bearcat sideline. Carr with 5 points, Northwest up by one, 11-10, with 14:48 left in the first half. Northwest from our right to our left. At the free throw line, a little runner put up and in by Pitts, but that nice touch with that little one-handed right-hand shot, and it's a 13-10 Northwest Missouri State lead. Out from the right side, Lawrence Brown to the top of the key, credit. Drives to the lane right side. Now out front right for Clark. Back right side, credit. Will dribble on and down. Now expires to go on the wing. Out top of the key, Clark. Turn on the shot clock. Now to Carr out front left side. Picked up by Pitts. Shot clock down to 5 seconds. Carr between the legs with the dribble through the lane. A little ball fake and fadeaway dribble. Rattles around it out and Pitts with the rebound. He goes across the midcourt right side in front of the scores table to the top of the key. Sets up, launches the three, and won't go. Shot short, rebound though. Pop four in the lane, and Woods clears it out right side for Pitts. He'll put up another jumper right side from 10 feet out. It rattles out. Rebound on the baseline, controlled by and down the right corner out of the double team. Holds on to the ball. Needs someone to help out. Now calls the timeout. Bearcats will have it calling a timeout. Well, let's keep it here. Looks like some tempers may be flaring over in that far corner. And now coming away with the ball. Officials. The situation under control. Northwest Missouri State up 13-10. We'll keep it right here with 13:50 left in this first half. Again, the Bearcats holding on to a three-point lead.
Well, Bearcats, both players and coaches, were upset because Ndow was double-teamed in the corner, and they were both swatting at the ball, trying to knock it loose, and no foul call. And nine times out of ten, you're going to see that called a foul.
Before we have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mike Order, I'm John Coffey. Greg Nolwood's our studio engineer. Cats in front 13-10 in this semifinal round game and then by the way postseason tournament. Hey, Coach Ben McCollum for Northwest talking to one of the officials, Roger Riley, as this timeout coming to a close. Now we got two of the other officials over there looking at the monitor about the play as John Moore and Will Lindy over at the scores table. Now taking a look at the video replay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're looking for here. Now, like I said, they were swatting at him at the ball in the corner, but they're not going to review whether that was a foul or not. The only thing they could potentially be looking at with that situation is, did he get hit in the head, which I don't think was the case. So not sure exactly what they're checking on here. The shot clock is at 26, which would be about right after the rebound by Endow. So we'll just have to wait and see.
One thing I like about Northwest in this first half so far, Matt, is how hard they're going to the boards early on.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and that's something that they've got to do. Even though Missouri Southern has got some size and maybe a little bit better size in terms of height, Northwest makes up for that with instinct, you know, especially when they look like a guy like Justin Pitts who gets a lot of rebounds. It's instinct, you know. If you can watch the trajectory of the ball and know where it's coming off of the rim or what direction it might come off to, you run to that spot. You may not even have to block anybody out. You're just going to run right underneath the basketball. And that's a lot of times what you see with Justin Pitts, is he just reads the shot, takes a guess at where the miss might be, and guesses right a lot.
Now the three officials huddle up right in front of the scores table. And we'll call the head coaches over to talk now.
You know, I wonder, they may be looking at that little bit of a scuffle that occurred after the timeout was called to see if there was anything involved in that or anything more there. And Ben McCollum walks out of that little meeting first and disgusted. So he's not real happy with whatever they decided to call. So they call a dead ball technical foul against him now, and that's not going to make Bearcat fans happy.
And this will have C.J. Carr at the free throw line then for Missouri Southern.
And that's too bad, because it was, you know, potentially a mistake by the officials that led to that technical foul.
Second free throw coming for Carr.
So basically two mistakes in one.
And he hits both. And now Missouri Southern will have the ball. As Northwest has good job fighting for offensive rebounds and not getting credit for here, as Missouri Southern now will inbound. But beforehand, Coach Ben McCollum calls over Will Lindy for a quick discussion. Now we're ready to go. C.J. Carr will take it in front court left side. Out front left off the wing, finds Clark. Clark will drive to the free throw line. Bounce pass low left for Brown. Drives to the baseline as he does. That's on another foul coming up. This time, Devontae Mosby gets called for the foul. He just checked in during that breaking action. And Mosby trying to get off that baseline, puts up his first foul. Look at the team fouls right now. One for the Lions and four for Northwest. Out front left side, Carr. That's on the left wing. And finds Ginger Lambert to the top of the key credit. It was left side, checked off by Mosley. Down the lane he goes, up for the shot, blocked right by Welty, checked in the game as well, and the chasing after loose ball is Mosley for Northwest. There's the two Pitts. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 13-12. Pitts into the front court to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes, will run off the right side, short rebound, cleared away inside for Missouri Southern by Craddock. Pitts are on the right and gets it to Lambert, right lane, out front, right credit. Left side for Carr, Cresco, right side credit. Now between the circles, Lambert. Left side, Clark. Down the lane he goes, and a whistle, and a foul coming up.
Giving Coach McCollum a warning because he has not been happy with the way this game's been called, and he is letting the officials know about it.
Brett Doherty getting ready to come into the ballgame now for Northwest as Mosby goes to the sideline.
Part of that was that last trip down, Justin Pitts taking the shot, got knocked to the floor, went down awkwardly, was a little bit slow to get up and get back down the floor, and I think Coach McCollum not happy there was no foul call on that play.
Batted out between the circles, guarded by Welty, down the line he goes, stops free throw line right now with the jumper, rattles around the net, Welty with the rebound. Now it goes to Justin Pitts as he takes across midcourt right side, finds Welty out front. Welty is fouled as he's trying to go to pass to Endow. He is fouled by Clark. And Clark will pick up his first foul.
And the officials get a standing ovation from the Bearcat crowd.
I'll tell you what, fans from both sides this afternoon passionate about this game.
Oh, absolutely.
13-12, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts takes the inbound. Gives it to Woods on the right wing. Trying to find a cutter. Now we'll dribble with the left hand to the free throw line. Bounce pass to the right for Doherty. Trying to post up. Pivots up for the shot. Blocked away, but a foul inside. This one come up on Missouri Southern. Kendra Lambert will pick up his first foul. Third team foul for Missouri Southern. Northwest with four. And this will get Brett Doherty to the free throw line, where he's a 44% shooter this year. He's shooting two. Doherty, 6'7", junior out of Omaha. Left-handed free throw shooter. And his first one misses. 13-12, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern. A 12-23 left in the first half. Knee bend, the free throw, and that one is good. So Brett hits one of two at the free throw line. Cats up by two, 14-12, a 12-21 left in the first half. TJ Carr across the midcourt, top of the key. Left right side, Clark. Bounce pass, and instead we'll go out to the top of the key and finds Mitch Fritz, who checked in. Left side for Carr. Out around out front at the top. Looks right side. Clark tried to jump around out front off the front of the rim. No. Welty clears the rebound for Northwest. And gets it to Woods, and he'll take it across midcourt left side. As he goes from our right to our left. Now through the lane. Loses the hand on the dribble, but rolls to Snyder right wing. Back to Woods. Woods drives the lane, pulls up, bounce pass out front, left for Welty. Back to Woods, left baseline. Off the drive on Brown through the lane. Pivots. Trying to find a cutter. Ball off the ankle of Doherty. Goes right back to Woods with four on the shot clock. He'll take a three right side. Misses the putback by Doherty as the buzzer sounds. One go. Rebound. Fought four as it was Woods trying to go for the ball in the corner. Which will say it belongs to Missouri 7. Breaking the action with 11:28 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 14. Missouri 7 12. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 14-12 with 11:28 left in the first half. Northwest scored the first 5 points of this game. It's been a battle so far between Bearcats and Lions.
Yeah, that's not a surprise there. Both teams playing solid. It's a very physical game. There's a lot of intensity to this basketball game all throughout the arena.
Inbound goes to C.J. Carr as he'll take it left to right to the top of the key. Bounce pass high right side for Kinzer Lambert. One dribble, hands off to Carr, back to Lambert on the left wing. Squares up, wants the three off the front of the rim. Long rebound to lane, goes to Northwest and Pitts. Gets up by two. Pitts into the front court, right side for Welty between the circles. Finds Woods. High post right is Doherty. Doherty now at the top of the key. Fires the dribble, needs to find someone, does as he finds Woods off the left wing. Between the circles, Pitts. Shot clock's at 12 seconds. Pitts will dribble left, pulls up out of a double team. Five Snyder at the top of the key. Now left for Woods, drives the lane with five, pivots. Now dishes left side for Doherty, trying to go for the slam, gets up there and then pushes it up over the rim and in. And Northwest up by four. 16-12, Northwest Missouri State in front. Lambert off the right wing. Now Frank Clark. Drives on Woods, looks into the right corner. Boy, that is Lambert. Out between the circles, Vince Fritz. Dribble to the right wing. Hands off to Clark to the free throw line. Steps back, wants a 60-foot jumper. It just barely got to the rim. Rebound tip goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Missouri Southern, as it will belong to the Lions inbounding right in front of the Bearcat bench.
Yeah, it was tipped away from Woods from behind. He didn't know Vince Fritz was there, and Fritz was able to knock it off of Justin Pitts and out of bounds.
Fritz and Lambert really gave this team a lift coming off the bench in the last meeting down in Joplin. Carr will take the inbound. High post left, bounce pass goes to Brown. Now out front right for Clark. Dribbles with the left hand, bounce pass tipped away. Couldn't go into line. It's knocked away by Snyder. Picked up by Endell for Northwest. 16-12, Northwest Missouri State in front. 10 minutes left in the first half. Fitz walks across midcourt, looks right side and down to Welty on the right wing. Out front, Fitz between the circles. Takes right, goes left. Out front for left side for Doherty. Now to Fitz left wing. With seven on the shot clock. Takes it to the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane right side. Out front left and down. Thought about the three. Now with two on the shot clock. Bounce pass low left for Doherty. And he will not get it off in time. He had the reverse playoff on the right side. But he'll wave it off. Murray Southern really making Northwest work for their shots. 16-12. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Clark goes to the sideline for Missouri Southern.
One thing you keep an eye on is they're working very hard on defense, yes, but can they do that for 40 minutes?
Dexter Frisbee back in for the Lions as Carr will take it to the free throw line. Looks for Frisbee, low post right side, turns and hits the shot. Frisbee has 4 points, and it's a two-point game. Northwest in front, 16-14. They've never trailed in this first half. 9:15 left off the right side, Pitts. Cross court left for Welty. He looks left wing and down. Low left for Mosby. Burns faces the basket. Now we'll post up with Frisbee. Dribbles in the lane off the block left side. Turns, misses a shot. Rebound in the lane for Brown and Missouri Southern. Now to Carr across the floor as he pushes it down the floor. Carr with the runner on the right side. Launches it, misses it, and rebound pitch for Northwest. 2-point Bearcat lead. 8:47 left in the first half. Pitts walks it across the midcourt through the jump ball circle and dribble right side. Off the right wing and down from the Missouri Southern bench. Trying to find somebody and the press go low for Mosby and a whistle. And foul coming up on Missouri Southern.
Yeah, as Mosby tried to come out for that pass, he was being held from behind by Frisbee. So he'll pick up another one inside.
That's Frisbee's second. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. And he goes to the sideline.
And both of Frisbee's fouls had no bearing on the play whatsoever. So two bad fouls by Frisbee.
At the elbow right side, the inbound to Mosby. Left side in down on the wing. Now to Mosby, top the key. Way up front in front of the score, or the timeline. The pass goes to Pitts. Top of the key. Now wants to drive the lane right side into a double team low. Brings it back out to Welty. Now to Pitts right side. Bounce pass off of Mosby. Picks it up. Looks left side for Endow and puts it up and in. Mosby to Endow and Northwest Missouri State with the 4-point lead once again. Out front, Fritz gives it to Craddock. On the elbow left side, out front now for Fritz once again. Now to Craddock left. Just under 8 minutes left in the first half. Lambert off the right wing. Frisbee right side. Drives on Welty through the lane. Scoots a pass left side with 5 on the shot clock. A 3 put up and good by J.J. Craddock. He's got 6 points off a couple of 3-pointers in this first half, and that pulls the Lions to within 1, 18-17. Pitch to Walker across the 10-second line. Gives it to Mosby out front. Right side and down on the wing. That's high right for Mosby. Back then down out front. He'll take the three, and it rims around and out. Long rebound tipped into the right corner. Hustling after Welty for Northwest. Going to circle Snyder. Now to Pitts. Northwest setting up the offense. Pitts down the lane left to the bucket. Blocked away by Lambert coming over on the help side. And here comes Missouri Southern on the fast break. Carr pulls up right of the line. Finds the right side. Brown open. Up and in with the shot. Mark Brown with his first bucket of the game. And it's a 1-point Missouri Southern lead. 19-18. Their first lead of the game. Pitts dribbles right wing to the top of the key. Left side and down. Back pedals. Finds out front Mosby. Right side Pitts. Drives, free throw line through the lane, and spins, takes the jumper, and hits. Hits with 8 points, Northwest back by 1, 20-19. 6.5 minutes left in the first half. Card wants to drive on Pitts, now goes right side, and gets it to Fritz on the right wing. Trying to grab Kaepernick now, away from the ball, underneath the bucket, a foul coming up on Missouri Southern. And I believe this will go on Lawrence Brown. That'll be his first, trying to position. Fight for some position inside. Gets called for a push and a foul. And a break in the action. 6:22 left in first half. Northwest 20. Missouri Southern 19. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at NationalInvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State with the ball following the timeout and a 1-point lead, 20-19. Woods goes right side, finds Pitts driving to the bucket, lays it up and in. 10 points for Pitts, Northwest up 22-19. Off the left side, Carr finds Brown out front, looks right side on the wing, driving is Lambert to the baseline, underneath the bucket up for the shot and in. Kinzer Lambert with his first bucket of the game. He had 14 against Northwest in the last meeting down in Joplin. 1 point Northwest lead, 22-21. Gets into the front court off the left side. Bounce pass, gives it to Woods. He's guarded by Lambert. Scoops the pass toward the left corner and gets it to Pitts. To the left wing, now gets a screen out front by Mosby. Steps back between the circles, wants to drive on Brown, down the lane right, up for the shot, won't go. Brown comes away with a rebound for Missouri Southern. Now it goes to Carr, he takes it left side through the lane, and lost the handle on it. Good place by Snyder, picked up underneath the bucket by Mosby for Northwest. Out of Woods across the timeline to the left wing, to the free throw line. Out front, pass tipped away, and is chased down by Pitts. Right in front of the timeline off the left side. 16 on the shot clock. Pitts will go over to left wing. Bounce pass low left for Mosby. Trying to post up with Brown. Turns, faces the bucket. Now we'll back into the lane with 8 on the shot clock. A little shot fake up with a shot off the glass. Good and a foul. Mosby at this first bucket of the game, and they will count the foul and put the foul on. Lawrence Brown will pick up his second.
The other night, Northwest had a few opportunities at shots like that where they were fouled inside, but the shots weren't going. So it's nice to see them get the three-point play opportunity here with that shot falling.
And Mosby, a 78% shooter at the free throw line, will step up to try and make this a three-point trip down the floor. Brown for the Lions goes to the sideline, and Frisbee back in. Again, Frisbee picked up a couple quick fouls. Mosby's free throw is good. Lante. The 3 points in this first half. 25-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. Carr across midcourt. Goes with the pass left side for J.J. Cuddick. And work a screen by Frisbee. Now goes cross-court right for Lambert. Back left for Cuddick. Started by Welty. He'll take the three out front and good. J.J. Cuddick with his third three of the first half. Came into this game with 46 on the season. 1 point game once again. Northwest in front 25-24 with 4:20 left. We're in the first half. Pitts between the circles, dribbles to the right wing, lobs it to Mosby. Mosby will dribble through the lane and a little off and under move, misses the shot, rebound tipped by Frisbee, controlled on the baseline by Carr for the Lions. Pushes it into the front court right side, Lambert. Off the right wing, steps back, wants the three and hits it. Kinzer Lambert for his first three of the game. That's his 10th on the season. And the Lions with their second lead of the first half. 27-25 with 3:50 left in the half. Pitch to the top of the key to the free throw line. Goes low right for Mosby. Underneath the bucket with a dribble as he does. Russell coming up. And a foul on Missouri Southern. That'll be Dexter Frisbee's third foul. And a break in the action. 3:44 left in the first half. Missouri Southern 27, Northwest 25. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
27-25, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest, a 3:44 left in this first half. I'm Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey, your student engineer, Craig Millwood, this afternoon. Bearcats coming out of the timeout, first and down, along with Fitz, Woods, Mosby, and Snyder. Frisbee picked up that last foul. That's his third. He goes right back to the sideline. He just got back out onto the floor, and he has to set once again for Missouri Southern.
And that's really the first of his three fouls that, you know, was a decent foul. It kept Mosby from getting an easy layup inside. His other two fouls were not very good fouls.
Mosby with a one-and-one opportunity at the free throw line. That's the 17th foul on Missouri Southern. And Mosby hits the front end, and the level will now be two. Early on, Northwest got called for four early fouls, but since that point, Missouri Southern's been the one picking up fouls in this first half.
They've been called for the last six.
Mosby with one more free throw. And that's good as well. He's got 5 points coming off the bench. Three of those coming at the free throw line. Ties the game up at 27. Cross midcourt right side Carr between the circles part. They work a weave to credit. Right side Carr once again. Pass to Lambert at the top of the key. Drives on Fitz through the lane. A little off balance as he goes through the lane. Lost the handle on the ball. It will go off of Northwest out of bounds and belong to Missouri Southern. So Missouri Southern will inbound baseline left with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Carr to inbound. And lobs it out front left for Lambert. Chased by Mosby. Want to go right. Now we'll hand off to Carr out front. Seven on the shot clock. Carr looking to one-on-one with Fitz. Dribbles left side. Pulls up. Wants the three. Misses too hard. Rebound to Woods. Cutting right between a couple of Lion players. Fighting for the rebound. And Woods will have the board for Northwest. Gives it to Fitz, and he'll take it across the 10-second line with 3:06 left in the first half. This game tied at 27. Fitz hooks a pass left wing to Snyder. 3:80 is up off the front of the rim. No rebound, though, is to Randall, left baseline. Out front with a pass to Fitz. Three there is good. Fitz with his first 3 points of the game. He's got 13 points, and Bearcats up by three. 2:46 left in the first half. Fitz off the left side, gives it to Clark. Between the circles, credit. Right side, Lambert. Now front right, Fitz. Now to Carr. Up into the right corner. Lambert, three. It rims around and out. Fight for the rebound. Tipped on the baseline. Snyder pushes it to and down. Northwest breaks it right to left in the front court left side. Takes left, goes right through the lane. Dishes baseline right for Woods. Up with a shot, but a whistle on the floor. And this should go against Missouri Southern. And we'll get Fitz to the free throw line. And I believe the foul would go on Kinzer Lambert. That would be his second.
Yeah, Coach Jeff Boshi frustrated, but he shook his head. Yep, he knew that his guy just wasn't in position. Plus, he was also too deep. So this is going to give a good opportunity here for Northwest.
To the free throw line, Justin Pitts for the first time. And hits his first free throw of the afternoon. 14 points for Pitts, an 86% shooter on the season. Welch into the game and a downward over the sideline for Northwest. Free throw is good by Pitts. So strong first half for Pitts. 32-27, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Lions.
Cats as a team, 6 of 7 from the free throw line.
Carr into the front court right side. Dribbles left. And finds on the left wing. Fritz wide open. Misses the shot. Long rebound in the lane. And Fritz, he tries to bring it down. And he'll turn and dribble into the front court as Northwest spreads out the offense with 1:55 left in the half and a 32-27 lead. Pitts now will take a three out front, rims around and in. 18-4 Pitts, 35-27 Northwest, 1:42 left in the half. Bearcat fans on their feet, between the circles for Paddock. Dribbles left side through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up and in. 11 points to cut it. Northwest Missouri State in front, 35-29. Woods dribbles to the left wing for Northwest. Now between the circles, back left side, steps back to the left wing, now to the free throw line. Bounce pass, full left for Doherty. Turns, banks it, misses it too hard, and member with rebound for the Lions. Gives it to Carr, down the left side line in front of the scorer's table, now to the top of the key. Picked up by Snyder. Cross court right side, credit. That's a drive on Welty. Now steps back, takes the long jumper, and misses. Rebound underneath the bucket. The putback by Clark won't go in. The rebound Northwest. Clearing the board, Anthony Woods.
Puck too far under the basket. Hit the bottom of the backboard with that shot.
35-29. Northwest Missouri State in front. Woods walks it across the second line. Again, they spread out their offense. Fits top of the key. Dribbles right side. Now steps back, another long three, takes a high bounce off the back of the rim, rebound tipped in, controlled by Missouri Southern, as Carr breaks out of the pack and takes it across the 10-second line, another one. 35-29, Northwest Missouri State with the lead, and Missouri Southern with the timeout with 25.2 seconds left in the first half. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. Again, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Bearcat Radio Network. West 35, Missouri Southern 29 in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City and Municipal Auditorium. And Matt Gordon, this is exactly what you expect in a game this magnitude, semifinals, two very good teams going toe-to-toe.
Yeah, I think it says a lot about the conference. I mean, when you win the MIAA tournament, it's something to be proud of, and these two teams know that, and that's why they're getting after each other. Of course, you know, you form Missouri Southern, like we talked about in the pregame, they know if they want to be able to play beyond this weekend, they've got to win the MIAA tournament, and so that raises the intensity a little bit for them as well.
25.2 seconds left in the half. Elijah Clark will inbound for the Lions. And here brings it to Carp as Missouri Southern will set up their offense, looking for the last shot of this first half. Card near the jump ball circle. Just dribbling from one hand to the other. As Pitts gives him a little room out front. We're down to 9 seconds left in the half. Carr looks left side in front of the Bearcat bench with a pass to Clark. Back to Carr right side. Drives the lane right side. Steps back once that 15-foot jumper. Rims around out. Rebound to Woods as the buzzer sounds. And that'll be the end of the first half. And the Bearcats are going to the locker room at halftime with the lead. Northwest 35 and Missouri Southern 29. We'll be back. Have more for you right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarryvilleHope.org.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. We are at the half in Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 35-29. Matt, I think you made a good point in the first half about Missouri Southern, the intensity they're playing on defense. They're a team that really isn't noted for great defense. Last in the conference in scoring defense, giving up about 79 points a game. So we'll just have to see how that carries over into the second half.
Yeah, you're right. You know, they were giving great effort on the defensive end, and that's why this is a close game like it is. But you have to do that. You have to be able to do that for 40 minutes to be able to win championships and win close games like this. But like we said, if it's something you're not used to working that hard on the defensive end over the course of an entire season, are you going to have enough energy on both ends of the floor late in the game to win a close ball game? Because you wear yourself out on defense, it means that shots are going to be a little short, shots are going to be a little bit tougher to come by, so you just have to kind of wait and see. They may be able to do it, but I think that's something that we need to keep an eye on in the second half.
One thing that they've really taken away in the last couple of ball games is the drive through the bucket for Anthony Woods. They're making it tough for Anthony, but in turn, they're trying to get the ball to some other players because of that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I tell you, it's just, you've got to do what your opponent gives you. And Northwest, that's why when you have so many different weapons, it's good because they are going to try to take away different things. Now, teams have to decide, okay, what do I take away? And then you have to work around that. And Northwest has been able to do that all year long.
Then we are at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 35-29. And we'll be back to have more for you at halftime from Nisswa Auditorium in Kansas City right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
At the half of Nisswa Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Southern, 35-29 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this is that busy time of year where there's a lot of crossover between the winter and spring sports now, and the Bearcat baseball in action at Bearcat Field this weekend. It's their home opener as far as the weekend action with Lindenwood. Lindenwood right now taking a 1-0 lead over Northwest. That game in the bottom of the fifth inning with a couple out there. They've got a pitching duel going on today.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we may see that out of Northwest a lot this year because they've had some great pitching in the early part of the season. And, you know, you don't no need to be discouraged about today's game. Northwest scored late yesterday to get the win over Lindenwood. So as long as there's outs left and innings left, you can't count the Bearcat baseball team out.
And softball off to a pretty good start as well. It really looks like it should shape up to be a fun spring sports season in Northwest.
Yeah, I think so. And especially, you know, when you see so many of their early games have to be away from Maryville, I think it makes it that much more exciting to see those games start to come home, get to see some home action for both the baseball and softball teams. And now even with the track and field team, with that MIAA-NSIC showdown that they have every year, you know, they haven't necessarily hosted a lot of track meets, but now it looks like that's going to be an annual event with Northwest kind of a central location for all of those schools, and so there's a home opportunity for track and field as well.
And one thing that we haven't talked about is kind of taking a little bit of a back seat to basketball here with the run that the Bearcat men's basketball team's been making is that spring football practice is underway for the national champions.
Yeah, and, you know, they've had some great practices. You know, they were excited to get to it. That's not always the case. Of course, they've got to a lot of excitement with new head coach, even though the rest of the coaching staff is still the same as what we saw last year. But one thing that I think is really neat, one of the trends that's been happening over the last couple of years is you will see an announcement of a scholarship go online and be viral, and all of a sudden, you know, the team goes nuts. Well, Northwest got to do one of those this week with Matt Connolly, so it was pretty exciting to see that happen, and that just adds to the excitement, not only spring ball, but Bearcat football in general.
Well, it's a good time to be a Bearcat sports fan.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know that there's necessarily a bad time, but yeah, it's pretty good right now. You know, there's a lot of times where we seem to say that, hey, it's a good time to be a Bearcat, and that just continues throughout the year.
Yeah, Northwest Missouri State at the half in front of Missouri Southern, 35-29. They lead the Lions in this semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. We'll come back and check some of the totals out of this first half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jerry Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699.
Support comes from Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online, live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model, pre-owned autos, and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from SSM St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Kansas City is where you take a look at some of the totals out of this first half. For Northwest, shooting 46.4% from the field, 13 of 28. They're 3 of 9 on three-point opportunities, 33.3% there, and at the free-throw line. What Matt talked about there in the first half as well. Northwest shooting very well from the free-throw line in this game, 6 of 7 at an 86% clip there. Northwest also doing a good job on the boards against a very good rebounding team in Missouri Southern. Northwest out rebounding Missouri Southern 21-12. Cats with 6 offensive and 15 defensive boards. Missouri Southern just 3 offensive rebounds and 9 on the defensive side. Cats have only turned it over 4 times in the first half. Missouri Southern just 4 turnovers as well. These are two teams that do a very good job as far as not turning the basketball over. For the Lions, out of the first half, shooting 38% from the field, 11 of 29. They are 5 of 14 from three-point range. They only went to the free throw line twice. They hit both of those free throws, those coming after a bench technical on Coach Ben McCullum early in the first half. A little bit upset at that particular time with the way some of the calls were being made. But Northwest, from that point on, really started to get the benefit of the whistles in Northwest taking advantage of it at the free throw line. Individually, for Northwest, one player in double figures, that's Justin Pitts. As Pitts has 18 points at the end of the first half, coming off a 30-point performance against Lincoln, so another strong half of basketball for Pitts. He's 7 of 14 from the field. He hit 2 of 5 from three-point range, a couple free throws. He's also pulled down 5 rebounds to go along with an assist, so a very complete first half for Pitts. For Missouri Southern, J.J. Crowder with 11 points, and then C.J. Carr, Pitt's counterpart for Missouri Southern. Carr with 7 points out of the first half. He had a 3. He was 1 of 4 on threes and 2 of 8 overall. He also had 3 rebounds and a couple of assists out of that first half for Missouri Southern. And again, Pettit, the only player in double figures for Southern. For Northwest, outside of Pitts with 18. You look down the line, 5 points apiece for Brett Gordy. And also Devontae Mosby. Mosby 3 of 3 at the free throw line out of the first half. And then it's 3 points for Zach Snyder, as he had a three early in the half. And 2 points apiece for Chris Ruendell, as well as Anthony Woods. And for Missouri Southern, outside of the 11 by credit. 5 points for Kinsler Lambert coming off the bench. He had a three in the first half as well. 7 points for Carson Mitchell. 4 points for Dexter Frisbee. Frisbee picked up three early fouls. He's a big 6'11 freshman from Brumley, Missouri, playing inside, and he picked up three early fouls. So that's really the only player for either team that's in foul trouble at this particular time. While you look at the future for Missouri Southern, we've got the MIAA freshman of the year, and Elijah Park out as a fourth from Edmond, Oklahoma. Then Dexter Frisbee inside, just a freshman as well. So a couple strong players to build around for next year, and then they've got Carr coming back out of that point guard spot. So this Southern team should be forced to be reckoned with next year. And we are at the half of the semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest Missouri State 35 and Missouri Southern 29. Well, we've got more for you at halftime. That's halftime running to a close right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com. Also from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest in front of Missouri Southern, 35-29. It's halftime coming to a close here. Winner this one, we'll get Central Missouri tomorrow at 1 o'clock as the Mules were winners over Nebraska Kearney in the other semifinal. 69-59, the final score in that game. Central Missouri, on their path to the championship game, opened up with a win over Central Oklahoma, 59-54 Thursday afternoon, and then defeated Nebraska Kearney in their matchup earlier this afternoon. And at the other end of the bracket, of course, Northwest and Missouri Southern here in the semifinals. For the Lions, they had a win over Fort Hays State, the number 5 seed, winning 76-67. The Bearcats with that win over Lincoln, 80-76. So that's only the teams we got to this particular point in this MIAA postseason tournament. Tomorrow, if the Bearcats should win and hold on to the lead here in the second half, they would play at 1 o'clock again against Central Missouri. We will have that broadcast beginning at 12:40 with our pregame, and that is tomorrow afternoon right here at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Should the Bearcats hold on to this lead they have at halftime, 35-29? But, Matt Gorder, I think we've got a lot of basketball left to be played here.
Absolutely, and probably a lot of intense basketball. It was a very intense first half, everywhere from the players on the floor to the coaches to up in the crowd. And I suspect it's going to be that way again, which is exactly what you want to see in March, is that kind of basketball, that level of intensity. We're going to learn a lot, I think, out of the first few minutes of the second half.
How about that first half for Justin Pitts?
Yeah, you know, Pitts is one of those guys. He'll turn it on when he needs to. There was one play in particular where he was just walking the ball up the floor, dribbling. I know I've heard a lot of fans say it almost looks like he's asleep sometimes, and that caught Missouri Southern off guard at least one time in that first half where he's walking up to the three-point line. His defender was kind of relaxing because Justin looks so relaxed, and Justin drains a three right over the top of him. But another thing that does, too, is with that demeanor is it keeps your teammates relaxed as well when there's a tense situation. I think several times down the floor he was able to do that and make sure everybody was nice and relaxed, even though it's a very close ball game.
Missouri Southern have the ball to start this second half as they go from our right to our left. Bearcats in their original starting five. Both teams early for their original starting five. Brown out to the top of the key for Missouri Southern. Snyder gives him a bit of room. Now to Clark out front. We're dribbled to the left side off the wing. Tries a pass, but it's tipped away, but it rolls right side, right to Brown. The 10 on the shot clock, out tough to keep credit. Dribble to the right wing. As Snyder checks off on him. He'll take it in the lane. A jumper from 12 and it rattles down. J.D. Bennett with 13 points in Northwest Missouri State with the lead 35-31 as the Bearcats will have the ball for the first time in this second half. Pitts accelerates left side, hands off to Woods. Pass pass, cutting the bucket in down. Shot blocked away. Rebound comes out front. Push to Pitts near midcourt. To the left side, to the left wing. 15 on the shot clock. Pitts trying to go low for Doherty. A cut up toward the elbow. Pass goes past him and is picked up by Missouri Southern. On the fast break, right side, Clark to the baseline. And it loses the handle. It's picked up by Woods for Northwest. A little ragged to start this second half. 35-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts will take it free throw line. Left side for Woods, ball left for Doherty. Underneath the bucket goes right side for Indell. They bring it out front. Snyder, quick pass, left side Pitts. And he drives the lane to the bucket. Up for the shot and won't go. And the rebound, Brown. And here comes Missouri Southern on the fast break the other way. Clark, out of Carr in right wing. West gets back on defense. Carr wants to drive on Snyder to the right baseline. And runner from there, arching it over. Snyder is good. C.J. Carr with 9 points. 35-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Gets into front court right side. Gets it to end down. Out between the circles, Woods. Left side, Pitts. Bounce pass to the left for Doherty. Frisbee gives him a bit of room. Now Doherty dribbles in the lane. Spins left in the block. Up the shot. Too hard. Rebound Missouri Southern. Brown again with the board. Alec goes to Carb. Pushes it to the top of the key. Stops pass from there and hits it. Strong start to the second half for Missouri Southern. And it's a one-point lead for Missouri Southern. 36-35 as the Bearcats want a timeout. 17:55 left in the game. Missouri Southern 36, Northwest 35. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29 in St. Joseph, offering new and pre-owned bikes, parts, accessories, service, and custom work. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Bearcats with the ball following the timeout. Going back to the first half, Missouri Southern scored the last 9 points of this game. Northwest Missouri State down 36-35, pitch to the top of the key. Trying to get a screen by Snyder. Will drive the lane, kicks him to the right corner for Endell. Now to baseline right, Woods. Drives on Frisbee through the lane. Bounce pass outside for Pitts. A little runner off the left is good. Banks it in. Pitts with his first bucket of the second half now has 20 on the game. And Northwest regains the lead 37-36. Second half. 17-21 left in the game. Now driving credit, dribbles off his football, will go out of bounds right in front of the Missouri Southern bench, and Northwest will have it off for a turnover.
Yeah, both teams will be overly frustrated with mistakes like that. He was being pressured defensively by Endow, but you can't dribble off your leg and make mistakes like that and win ball games.
Fits for Northwest from our left to our right, dribble to the right wing. Guarded by credit, looks low right mostly. Turns, faces the bucket as he's guarded by Frisbee. They go low with it. Mosby finds Woods cutting through the lane right side. Back to Mosby, high post left. Pivots, left side, with 9 on the shot clock. Hits it out front, 4 and out. Sets up, wants a 3 at the top of the key, off the front of the rim. Rebound curves off ahead of Pettit. Goes to end out, trying to go low for Mosby. Ball is then Spiked out front, picked up by Missouri Southern on the fast break. Clark, right side, Brown misses the layup for the other end, and the rebound to Woods for Northwestern. Woods looks like he may have taken a shot to the head as he came down to that rebound. Once his little better, he will take it across the timeline, or actually Pitts will take it across the timeline. Out front, Snyder. Works two in down. Now two Pitts between the circles. Takes left, goes right, splash, pops, jumper, rims around and out, rebound and down as it clears it away out of a double team of Missouri Southern inside, a foul inside. Will Lindy, the official, to make the call, and this will go on Lawrence Brown, and that'll be number three on Brown. Well, to end of the game, and Woods will go to the sideline for Northwest. So Northwest inbounds left side, Welty, baseline left in down. Trying to post up with Brown, who's playing with three fouls. In the lane with a shot break, bounce pass baseline from Mosley. Trying to go right side, gets it back in down on the wing. Three, good. And then off the right side, hits the jumper for a three-pointer by Chris. That's his first three of the game. 5 points total. That's up by four. C.J. Carr into the front court left. Between the circles, Frisbee. On the right side, Clark, a long three, rattles down. Right in front of the Missouri Southern bench. His first back of the game, 1 point game. Northwest Missouri State up 40-39. Pitts dribbles right side. Now top of the key. Steps back, dribbles left side. Gets a screen by Mosby. Through the lane he goes. Little runner, rims around, out, rebound, tip goes out of bounds, and it is off of Mosby. Mosby playing for that rebound with Frisbee. And we got a break in the action. Northwest Missouri State 40, Missouri Southern 39, 15-31. Left in the game, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXCV KORNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With eight locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
15:24 left in the game. Northwest up by 140-39. Carr for Missouri Southern goes cross court left. Clark, another long three attempt. This one banks out right and rebound into L for Northwest. Out of Pitts as Pitts will fully take it into the front court left side. Now front Mosby at the free throw line, drives on Frisbee, trying to lean in, up with a shot, won't go. Rebound tipped a couple times in the lane, controlled by Carr for Missouri Southern. Races through the lane to the bucket on Pitts. Shot won't go. Rebound, Wilty as he comes away with it. A whistle inside, and a foul coming up on Missouri Southern. Oh, Missouri Southern picks up the foul. Northwest will take it from our left to our right. And with it is Pitts. Walks it across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Pulls up. Looks for Endell. Out top of the key. Snyder left side for Woods. Through the lane he goes. Back out right side for Endell. Low right Mosby. Off the drive on Brown as he does. Bumping a foul. This will go on Brown.
Fouls are going to start to add up a little bit on Missouri Southern here.
Brown picks up his fourth foul. That last foul previous went to Carr inside. Northwest inbound baseline right. One thing in this game that I've seen out of Welty that I like when he's going to the boards, he's pulling onto the ball after coming up with rebounds. I think they wanting him in the game against Lincoln to come down with the basket a little harder, and he's done that so far. Now off the inbound left side, they get the ball to Mosby, and he banks it up and in.
Great look there by Endow, because he was double-teamed, and he found where it came from and hit the open man.
42-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the left side, Carr, between the circles for Craddock. Dribbles between his legs out front, left with Carr. Shot clock at 12 seconds, just over 14 left in the game. 14 minutes it is now. Carr left with a shot, misses off the back of the rim. Rebound to Mosby for Northwest. And he'll let Pitts bring it down the floor with Northwest in front, 42-39. 13-47 left in the game. And Dow out front between the circles, Woods. Left side, Pitts. And inside, a whistle, and the foul coming up on Missouri Southern. And this looks to be Frisbee, I believe. And if so, referee number four on Frisbee. So yeah. Brown and Frisbee, both with four fouls.
Forearm right in the middle of the back of Devontae Mosby as Mosby is setting up on the block.
Inbound left side for Pitts. Ball tipped. Now Pitts left corner. Long three on the way out the front of the rim. Long rebound to Missouri Southern. Craddock will take it. Trying to go coast to coast through the lane to the bucket left side. Misses as he walked to the floor. Foul coming up on Northwest.
A little bit of a lean there by Zach Schneider as he was approaching, and that little bit of a lean and the contact with the hip is where the foul call comes in.
Got it to the free throw line for the first time this afternoon. He's a 79% shooter this year. Has 13 points, averages just over 14 a game. And his first one didn't even get to the rim. Bearcat fans letting him have it.
Other than a win for your team in late fashion, I don't think there's anything more exciting for an opponent's fans than seeing an air ball on a free throw.
Yeah, that's from a guy that's nearly 80% at the free throw line. His second one's nothing but net. He has 14 points. It's a two-point Bearcat lead, 42-40 with 13:29 left.
But remember, we talked about tired legs.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some of that's starting to set in.
Pitts right side. Now to the free throw line. It was on Kedek. Bounce pass right for Woods. He's off the right wing. Lambert in the ball game. Gets him some room. Now to Mosby in the block right side. Nice quick move to the bucket. He's fouled as he'll get to the free throw line.
Tell you what, Mosby in this second half is stepping up. He's just playing more physical down low.
Lambert will pick up the foul. That's his third. Then Devontae to the free throw line. 6'5 senior out of Independence, Missouri. I tell you what, Matt, the last month for Mosby has just been spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's picked it up. He knows he's getting toward the end of his career, and he wants to make sure he goes out playing his best, and he's done just that.
Misses the free throw. His first miss at the free throw line this afternoon. He had hit his first three in the first half. Second one is good. And Mosby with 8 points. Northwest Missouri State up by three, 43-40. Just over 13 minutes left in the game. Carr with a high dribble between the circles. Right side pass to Clark. Now to Fritz. Left side, Carr. Top of the key, Clark. Being chased by Schneider out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Pulls up his dribble left side, goes cross court right side in the corner for Lambert, drives the baseline up for the shot, blocked away and a foul. This will go on Northwest. And this will go on Endell. That'll be his second. Came over on the help side, and Lambert will go to the free throw line. Another good free throw shooter at 78%. Missouri Southern, which is generally a pretty good free throw shooting team, struggled yesterday at the line, or actually Thursday at the line against Fort A State. This free throw by Lambert comes up short. Shot just 68% at the line against Fort A's. And this afternoon, 3 of 5 at the line. Here's the second free throw, and that one turns out right side, and the rebound to Endell for Northwest. Now to Pitts. He'll take it across the 10-second line. Northwest sets up the offense once again. Pitts between the circles. Dribbles for the scorer's table up. Now back right to the free throw line. Back pedal between the circles once again. 10 on the shot clock. That's a drive on credit down the lane left. Now for Endow with five on the shot clock. Endow to the free throw line. Spins in the lane. Ball strips loose. Trying to pick it back up. And it's finally controlled by Clark for Missouri Southern. Into the front court left side. Carr. Drives into the lane. Cut off by Pitts. Cross court right side. Clark. Free throw line. Dribble is stolen by Endow. Here comes Endow on the fast break. And he's held out front. Trying to drive to the bucket. And they're going to call the foul on Missouri Southern.
Well, that was very close to being one of those intentional fouls where he's got a breakaway and he's grabbed from behind to stop the breakaway. I think the only saving grace is Carr was getting down quick enough to be able to keep that from being called. Very close, though.
So Northwest will inbound just to our right as the inbound comes to Pitts. He will drive the lane, dishes baseline to Endow, trying to cut to the bucket, and he was fouled. His ball stripped out of his hands, and this foul going on Vince Fritz. That'll be Fritz's first foul. And we'll have a break in the action with 11:55 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 43, Missouri Southern 40. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
43-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Chris and Dow going to the free throw line, fouled before the timeout. 11:55 left in this semifinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. And Dow's first free throw, nothing but net. His first free throw of the afternoon as well. He has 6 points, including in that a three-pointer. Second free throw by Endow is good.
You know, a lot of the talk around the Bearcat program has been the nervousness about free throw shooting, but the Cats are 8 of 10 today, so not bad in this game so far.
And a five-point lead, 45-40. Carr trying to go cross-court left, finds Clark. Back to Carr right side with a shot fake. Dribbles to the top of the key as Snyder checks him off. And pushes the pass to the right baseline. Fritz out to the top of the key, credit. And the free throw, jumper won't go. Rolls out right and the rebound. It's Devontae Mosby pulling down the board. 5-point Bearcat lead. Fritz into the front court. Northwest with four players along the baseline. Now they break out of that. Fritz dribbles left side to the wing. Now back pedals with the dribble in front of the scorer's table left. Now to the free throw line left on the pick and roll to Mosby cutting through the lane. He gets called for a travel. A little bit of trouble coming up with that pass in traffic. And the turnover will give it to Missouri Southern.
They keep an eye on Crowder here. It looks like when he came down after that three-point attempt, maybe tweaked that right knee a little bit. He was grabbing at it on that defensive series.
Guard between the circles, dribbles right side. Snyder will pick him up off the right. Now stops, pops inside the arc, and puts it in. 14 points for Carr, 45-42. Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 11 minutes left in the semifinal round game of the MIAA tournament. Top the key, Snyder. And the elbow left side, Mosby. Dribbles down the lane left, into the lane, as he goes with the bump inside, a foul on Missouri Southern. And this should go on Elijah Clark. That would be his second. and gets Mosby back to the free throw line. He's shooting a 1-1 as Mosby. 3 of 4 at the line this afternoon. He had 11 points and 6 rebounds Thursday in the win over Lincoln. Free throw is good. And 9 points in this afternoon's game. 46-42 Northwest. One more free throw coming to the 6'5 senior, and that one is good. Double figures for Devontae. 47-42 Northwest. 10.5 minutes left in the game. Carter with a high dribble across the midcourt. Over to the right side. Now accelerates to the free throw line. Stops across from 16 feet. Rims out left. Rebound pitch for Northwest. 47-42 Bearcats. Pitch into the front court. Right side in Dow. Between the circles, Woods. Left side pitch on the wing. Right in front of the Bearcat bench. Goes low left, Mosby. A mismatch with Carr. Will take it into the lane. Ball stripped loose by Carr. Rolls to the sideline out of bounds off the right side. Northwest will have the ball.
And they get a fresh 30 out of it as well.
10:03 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 47. Missouri Southern 42. Frisbee back in the ballgame for Southern inside, playing with 4 fouls. And Dow gets the inbound to Mosby. Hands off to Pitts. Dribbles through the lane and back out. At the top of the key. Gets a screen by Mosby. Pulls up. Free throw line right with the jumper. Won't go. Rebound. Karams inside. Controlled by Woods. Brings it back out to Pitts. Northwest sets up the offense again with another 30 on the shot clock. 9:44 left in the game. Pitts left side and down the wing. To the free throw line he goes. Dumps it low left for Mosby. Ball knocked loose. Clark picked up by Clark. And he'll push across the court right side for the Lions.
Mosby just started to make his move before he had control of the basketball.
Kendra Lambert, top of the key, cut it. Free throw line right. Steps back. 16-foot jumper good. Cut it. Has 16 points, 2 over his average on the season, 47-44 Northwest Missouri State in front. Justin Pitts out front right and down to the right wing, Woods. Now to Mosby, left side for Pitts. Lots it out front, finds Mosby, and down, left side Pitts. Now back to Mosby, low left again. Playing up with Frisbee, has 4 foul strides on Frisbee, underneath the bucket, up for the shot, won't go, rebound, put back is good as the shot clock goes off, but first the shot went down. 12 points for Mosby, 49-44 Northwest. Carr down the lane, left side, drives, off the shot, high off glass, rolls around and then falls, just about popped out, but then went through the hoop and it's a 49-46 Bearcat lead.
That was a Justin Pitts-esque move right there by Carr.
And now Pitts will take it across midcourt right side. Picked up by Cuddit. Gives it to Snyder. Between the circles and down. Left side. Woods. Now to Pitts. And work a screen by Mosby. Down the lane he goes. Finds coming to the bucket. And down off the right side. Now left side for Woods. Lays it up and in. Woods cutting the bucket off the left side. Took the feed from him now. Has the layup. 51-46. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Curry. Right side. Finds Lambert, takes it through the lane. The runner over Snyder is good. Kendra Lambert, just a freshman. Got some good freshmen on this Southern team contributing in this game. 51-48, Northwest in front of Missouri Southern. Pitts blows things up. Bounce pass, left wing Woods. Back to Pitts in front of the Bearcat bench. Sets up long, 3 on the way. Won't go. Rebound, though, Woods right side out of a double team. Controls the rebound. Dribbles out of the pack. Will take it to the right wing. 51-48 Northwest Missouri State in front. Gets between the circles with the dribble. They spread things up. Didn't go one-on-one with Pettit. Now trying to get a screen by Mosby. Dribbles right side through the lane. And lobs it back out front left for Snyder. Shot clock's at 8. Now low left for Endow. Posting up with Clark. Spins in the lane. A little right-handed shot. Got it. Endow with 9 points. 53-48 Northwest. 7:04 left in the game. Semifinals of the NCAA tournament at Municipal Auditorium. Right side Clark, long 3 is good. Big 3 by the freshman. And he's got 6 points coming on a couple of threes in this game. 53-51, Northwest Missouri State in front. 6:46 left. Pitts at the top of the key. Looks right side on the wing, Snyder. High post for Mosby. Back out to Pitts. Dribbles right side through the lane. This is baseline for Endow. Reverse layup off the left side. Good.
What a look by Pitts.
11 points for him now, 55-51 Northwest. Carr out front. Looks right side for Lambert. Top of the key, cut it. One dribble, and now reaches in. Knocks the ball loose. Cut it between the circle with a dribble. Now to Lambert with 12 on the shot clock. Tries to lean right side on Snyder. Banks it, misses it. Rebound for Mosby Northwest. Big defensive stop for the Cats with 6 minutes left in this game. 55-51, Northwest Missouri State in front. Bearcats' largest lead of this game has been 8 for Missouri Southern. Their largest lead has been 2. Pitts dribbles right side. Bounce pass out front and out. Between the circles, Woods. Back and down the right wing. Free throw line, Woods. Giving some room. He spins. Up with a shot. In the lane. Got it. 6 points for Woods. 57-51 Northwest. 5.5 minutes left. Carr, bounce pass. Out front, Frisbee. Right side, cut it. On, three. Off the rim, right side. Frisbee, the board up right. Misses the shot too hard. And the rebound, Pitts for Northwest. Pitts doing it all in this one. Not only assists, scoring, but rebounding as well. That's his 8th rebound of the game. 57-51 Northwest. Pitts out front between the circles, Woods. Now to Pitts to the left wing. With the screen by Mosby. Now finds Mosby at the elbow left. Turns, faces the bucket, thought about taking a shot. Giving some room, now steps in the lane, misses the shot from 14, rebound and a foul. That's to come up on Northwest. Mosby will get called for the foul. That's his second, breaking the action. 4:54 left, Northwest Missouri State 57, Missouri Southern 51. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. The professionals at Barnes Baker in Trenton provide their customers with the service they expect and a full line of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. More at Barnes Baker Automotive.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
47 inbound, taking the length of the floor, 4:54 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 57, Missouri Southern 51. Back order, I'm John Coffey. C.J. Carr across midcourt for the Lions. Dribbles left side down the lane to the bucket. Leans it up. It won't go, but a foul. As he knocked to the floor. Coming over on the help side was Zach Snyder. Will pick up his third foul. Zach offensively hasn't had many opportunities to shoot in this game. He just has 3 points coming early in the first half. Doing a good job on the defensive side for Northwest. Carr at the free throw line. 3 of 3 from there today. And this one rolls out. 18 points for Carr. Look at that matchup with Pitts. Pitts with 20 points out of this game. Second free throw by Carr. That one is good. Further now, 17 points for Carr. 57-52, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts into the front court left side. Gives it to Woods off the left wing. Out of the free throw line, bounce pass to Pitts, cutting to the bucket. Ball blocked away by Frisbee, picked up by Carr, and here comes Missouri Southern into the front court left side. And Northwest up, 57-52. Credit left wing, 3 off the front of the rim. High bounce over the backboard, and it'll belong to Northwest. 4:17 left in this semifinal round game. The winner gets Central Missouri tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock right here at Municipal Auditorium. Fitz walks it across the timeline, dribbles left side. Northwest into the second half from our left to our right as we're court side at Municipal. Top of the key, Fitz. In the left corner now, thought about the three. Now steps back after a shot fake, takes the three out the front rim. Long rebound out front, controlled by Clark from Missouri Southern. Now the car to the left wing. Finds coming back of Brown off the glass. Too hard, rebound tip, controlled by Frisbee. Picks it back right side, credit, open three is good. And it's a two-point game. Northwest in front, 57-55 with 3:38 left. And a close one throughout. Northwest, for the most part, has played with the lead. Fits out between the circles. 3:30 left in the game. 57-55 Northwest. Mosby at the top of the key. Out near midcourt for Pitts. That spread things out. Pitts down the lane left. Now backpedal to the left wing with six on the shot clock. Screened by Mosby. Here's my Pitts through the lane. The runner just good. And Cats up 59-55. 3:10 left. CJ Carr into the front court. Dribbles left side. Out front between the circles and freshman Clark. Right side Brown. Back to credit on the right wing. Low right for Brown. Pushing up with Snyder. Spins. Right side on the baseline. Up with the shot. There with a one-handed shot. And it's a two-point game once again. Northwest 59. Missouri Southern 57. 2:43 left. Fitz walks her across midcourt. Dribbles left side to the wing. Now top of the key, through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up, blocked away, Frisbee, and a paramount of bounds off of Brown, and the ball belongs to Northwest. Well, we've got a timeout, 2:31 left in the game, Northwest 59, Missouri Southern 57. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is available at kingcitylumber.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
We're back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. The NCAA postseason tournament semifinals. Northwest holding on to a two-point lead, 59-57, with 2:31 left in this game.
What a battle we are seeing here. These two teams are trading punches, and it's been an entertaining game so far.
These teams split during the regular season, both winning on their home floor. The only loss of the season for the Bearcats coming at the hands of Missouri Southern down in Joplin. Bearcats will be coming out of the timeout with Snyder, Mosby, Pitts, Woods, and Endow. And what a game Devontae Mosby's had inside for Northwest.
Yeah, absolutely. And they not only needed that today, but they're going to need that through the rest of the postseason. Everybody's going to have to take it just a little step higher here in the postseason.
Snyder will inbound for Northwest out of this timeout on the baseline left. Looks to inbound, trying to find someone open, and we'll get a five count. I believe the Northwest get the timeout. I guess a five count and a turnover will bring it to Missouri Southern. That's a costly turnover with 2.5 minutes left in this game. Northwest up by 2, 59-57. C.J. Carr will walk it across the 10-second line from our right to our left. Dribbles left side for the Lions, chased by Pitts. Bounce pass low left for Frisbee. Out front for Cutter on the left wing. And Dow picks him up. Low dribble, chases it on the right side. Now to the free throw line, drives on Mosby to the bucket. Up for the shot, and it's good. Ties the game up.
The crowd here the last few minutes has kind of taken Missouri Southern on his shoulders.
That he has. Ties the game up at 59. 1:57 left. Pitts to the top of the key. Screened by Mosby. Dribbles right side. Mosby at the top of the key. Back to Pitts. 14 seconds on the shot clock, 1:48 left in the game. Pitts at the top, looks left side and down. through the lane, stops. Leans in, up with a shot, banks and misses it, tries to get his tip in, no rebound, is controlled by Clark for Missouri Southern. He'll take it across Mikkel right side, on right side, Clark, long, three, rims out, rebound, Mosley for the pass.
Not a good shot there by Clark, that's a big mistake right there.
59-59 game, Northwest and Missouri Southern with 120 left. Pitts into the front court, guarded by Craddock. Face left, goes right, fires the dribble, needs someone to help out there. Carr steals away from Pitts. Carr into the front court, to the bucket, left side, leans in, misses the layup, rebound to Clark, 4-2. Carr, and he'll bring it left wing. We're tied at 59 with a minute left. Carr, I mean, the bucket drives, misses the shot, but a foul, and Carr will get to the free throw line.
Well, we talked in the pregame about Northwest having to make big plays late against Lincoln to win games and that, how that can help them out. And we'll see right away if it helped them out any, because they're going to have to come up with some big plays late here this afternoon.
Mosley's a foul, Carr to the free throw line to shoot two. Carr, an 82% shooter this season at the free throw line, trying to give Missouri Southern a lead with 1 minute left in the game, and he does. 20 points for Carr. 60-59, Missouri Southern in front of Northwest. Woods goes to the sideline, Welty into the ballgame for Northwest. Ryan got a lot of playing time in the first half. Carr's second free throw is good. So Carr hits both free throws and gives Missouri Southern a 61-59 lead with 1 minute left in the game. Timeout, Missouri Southern. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating six restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
1 minute left, Northwest down by 61-59. A two-point lead for Missouri Southern, the largest that they have in this game. They've nickeled out on a couple of occasions. Northwest has led by as many as eight in this contest, and the Bearcats down by two will inbound with 1 minute left. Pitts across the court from there, left to our right, to the top of the key. Down the lane he goes, runner on the way, won't go, but he's fouled, he'll get to the free throw line. This foul will go on J.J. Credit. That will be his first foul, and gets Pitts to the line where he's 2-for-2 this afternoon.
And that was a better option for Missouri Southern, because Frisbee just as well could have been called for a foul there too, and it would have been his fifth.
Pitts' first free throw is good.
I think we're going to be seeing offensive, defensive substitutions when they can between Woods and Ryan Welty.
Second free throw good as well for Pitts. He's got 23 points. Ties the game up at 61 with 49 seconds left in this semifinal round game. Carr into the front court, dribbles left side, down the lane, steps back, wants to jump it from 15, got it on the fadeaway. And a two-point Missouri Southern lead, 63-61, 40 seconds left. Pitts right side to the wing, down the lane he goes to the right baseline, dribbles out of it to the right wing. Down to 32 seconds left, 21 on the shot clock, right side Pitts, dribbles to the right wing. Drives on Carr through the lane, left side for Endow. Endow at the free throw line, tries to force a pass over, bumped out on the friendly there at the free throw line. A foul on Carr, and this will get Endow to the line. So Chris Endow going to the free throw line.
The official signal 23 committed the foul, and that's Endow. He was thinking who the shooter was supposed to be, but he gets it corrected. It's zero with the foul call.
And now, 2-2 at the free throw line, shooting the first of two here. It's good. And now hits some big free throws in the final minute of the game Thursday against Lincoln. Makes it a one-point game. Northwest down 63-62. 23.2 seconds left. And Dow's second free throw rattles around. Out rebound, Mosley. Falls to the floor with the ball. Gets a timeout call.
Wow. He dribbled twice while he was laying on his stomach so he wouldn't get called for a travel. And then scooped the ball in and got the timeout call. Huge, huge play by Devontae Mosley.
20.9 seconds left. Northwest down by 163-62. Let's keep it right here. Matt Gorder, a big rebound by Mosby, as
you
mentioned.
He got around the freshman Frisbee and got in position to get the rebound and then kind of got bumped as he came down with it, fell to the floor, dribbled the ball twice, and then cradled it up underneath him and real quickly signaled for a timeout before any of the Missouri Southern players could reach in and get a hand on the basketball. Even had that happened, the possession arrow was still pointing to Northwest. They would have kept possession. But the Bearcats right now, decision time, what do? You can take the final shot of the game if you want and try to win it. Or do you try to get a shot off and get a lead late? We'll see what they draw up here. There are some options for the Cats.
That's why they pay Coach Ben McCollum to make these kind of decisions.
That's through. Absolutely right. He is working that marker board hard right now as the guys are paying attention as he sets up maybe the final possession for Northwest in this game.
Tell you what, that might be a case where a missed free throw turns out to benefit Northwest.
Yeah, that doesn't. You're not going to say that very often.
No.
But the good thing is they haven't missed that many today, so if you are going to miss just a few, take advantage of the ones that you can.
Cats will come out of the timeout with the ball to inbound baseline right with 20.9 seconds left, and Dow will inbound. Pitts, Mosby, Welty, and Snyder on the floor for Northwest. And Dow looks to trigger it in, lobs it out to Mosby out front right side, hands off to Pitts with 18 seconds left. Pitts at the top of the key, dribbles down the lane left side, stops, jumper, rims around, out, rebound, Mosby trying to clear it away inside, and a whistle and a timeout Northwest with 8.9 seconds left.
Devontae Mosby, wow! Another huge board and another huge timeout. He had three Missouri Southern players trying to get that ball away from him. He went to the floor again, got the timeout.
63-62, Missouri Southern by one over Northwest. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder comes down to this with 8.9 seconds left. Bearcats to inbound.
Yeah, and now you have fewer options. You're basically going to end up with the last shot of the game here, so you just want to take advantage of the 9 seconds and get as good a look as possible. I would say you try to get it inside to Mosby. Let that guy earn the win, either him or, of course, Justin Pitts an option.
And out inbound, baseline left all the way out front. Mosby near the timeline, hands off to Pitts with 7 seconds left. Pitts at the top of the key. Right side, Snyder with 3 seconds. Launches it in, hip foot! Snyder knocks it down with 2.3 seconds left.
Coach Ben McCollum trying to get his team over to the bench. They're celebrating, but there's still 2.3 seconds to go, and they've got a 2-point lead. They've got to defend here, and they've got to defend for what's going to feel like a very long 2.3 seconds. What a shot by Zach Snyder.
65-63. Northwest regains the lead with 2.3 seconds left. They got it to Snyder off the right wing, and that was not an easy shot, Matt. He was guarded closely, and he still got that one to fall.
No, honestly, as he was taking the shot, I felt like he was forcing it. There was a defender right there in his face, and the thing is, though, Northwest is rebounding well these last couple of minutes, so even if he did get a miss, you felt pretty good about them going after an offensive rebound and trying to get a hold of the basketball, but that option did not come. We've got officials looking at the video here. My guess would be checking time to make sure the time is right after that ball went through.
Snyder's hit 2 buckets in this game, a 3 early in the contest, and now a 3 here with 2.3 seconds left, giving Northwest a 65-63 lead.
Again, it's not quantity of buckets, it's quality of buckets. They're going to, I think, add 0.2 seconds. Yep. They're going to put it at the 2.5.
So 2.5 seconds left. Cats coming out of the timeout here. Pitts, Woods, Snyder, and Mosby along with Endell. Very Southern coming with Brown, Carr, Clark, Frisbee, and Cuddle. And the Lions have to take it the length of the floor with 2.5 seconds left. Endell will guard the inbound as Lawrence Brown will try to trigger this one in. Cats in full court pressure here as Brown runs the baseline with a long baseball pass right side, throws it away right to the Missouri Southern bench, and head coach Jeff Bochy corrals that one. And now Northwest will inbound.
And Boshi didn't even have to move. And Northwest will inbound on their own baseline because nobody touched that basketball before it went out of bounds.
Still 2.5 seconds left. Northwest in front, 65-63. Woods to the sideline. Ball to the end of the ballgame. Now Endow will inbound. Well, the Bearcats, 2.5 seconds away from a trip to the championship game of the NCAA postseason tournament. Official Roger Schmitz going over to the scores table. Now we're ready to go.
I think they're calling Welty back over to the bench. They made the substitute with Welty trying to come into the game, and now they're putting Woods back out on the floor. I don't know if why they aren't allowing him to sub in. Maybe he didn't sub in correctly. I don't know. Interesting.
2.5 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State to inbound. Now we've got foul out front stopping play before the inbound. Elijah Clark will pick up the foul. So this will get Mosby to the free throw line with 2.5 seconds left. And Northwest in front, 65-63.
He can win it with two makes here.
And for Mosby this afternoon, Mosby is 6 of 7 at the free throw line. Left-handed shooter side shoots and hits. 66-63, Northwest Missouri State.
If he hits this one, catch her on to tomorrow.
Mosby eyes the bucket. Free throw is good. And then for Missouri 7. Goes right side and is picked up by Crowder. He launches one at midcourt and it comes up short. Northwest Missouri State will head to the finals tomorrow afternoon as they face Central Missouri in the championship game of the 2017 MIAA postseason tournament.
Wow, what a fight today.
Man.
Both teams get a ton of credit for leaving everything on the floor this afternoon.
67-63. Northwest Missouri State with a win over Missouri Southern. We need to take a quick timeout. We're back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium, Bearcat fans still cheering on their team as the team heads toward the locker room. Northwest Missouri State with a 67-63 win over Missouri Southern in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, what a game.
Absolutely. I mean, huge plays on both ends of the floor for both teams. Teams coming up with stops, hitting big shots. I think probably the two biggest plays in this game are Devontae Mosby's rebounds. He got a rebound on a missed free throw for Northwest and called timeout as he was on the floor with the basketball. And then, short time later, another offensive rebound to keep the possession for Northwest to allow them to gain the lead. At the time, they were down. And those two rebounds, absolutely huge. Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious you look at the Zach Snyder three-pointer that gave them the lead. But I think those two plays, without those two rebounds by Devontae Mosby, Snyder does not get the opportunity at that shot.
And this is a Missouri Southern team. I think it's going to be strong for a few years to come. You look at their lineup, they've got three freshmen that have really contributed this year. Lambert Clark, who's the MIAA Freshman of the Year. Frisbee inside the freshman. They've got Carr coming back out at the point guard spot. They're going to be a pretty good team next year.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a strong team now, but with a lot of young players. So, yeah, absolutely. I think Coach Jeff Boshi's got it going the right direction for Missouri Southern.
And they got another guy that's been out since really the start of January with a knee injury. L.J. Ross is probably their best player on the squad. He was just a junior, so he'll be back next year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think they'll be stronger next year, obviously, and they're starting at a very good point, but I say you give them even a couple more years, and they are going to be an even better team than what they will be next year.
And, again, Matt, you talked about how close games have have to benefit Northwest when you look at the rest of this postseason coming up, because there's a lot more basketball to be played. But the game like this is one of those that Cats can really build on, because it was a close game because it was a good game between two teams. The reason this is such a close game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so that experience is something that will help Northwest, especially since they stepped up and made the plays. Thursday night, they had to make the plays while in the lead. This time around, they were behind with under a minute to go and needed to make the plays. So they've had to make big plays to keep the lead, and they've also had to make big plays to regain the lead and get the victory. So they've gotten that experience in two different ways.
67-63, the final score, Northwest with the win over Missouri Southern. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. And from the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
67-63, Northwest with a win over Missouri Southern in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, how do we top this one tomorrow?
Boy, I don't know. I guess a win and getting an MIAA tournament championship would be about it. But in terms of just a college basketball game, it's going to be tough to do, because this was it looked like a heavyweight fight between two good teams, two very tight matchups, and an enjoyable one for sure.
Again, Northwest with this victory, 67-63, as Northwest now improves on the season with this win. They only have one loss on the year. Missouri Southern closes out their year at 18-12, and again, Northwest Missouri State with a good win here today as they defeat Missouri Southern 67-63. We'll be back and begin our more postgame activities, including the Extra Effort Award. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley-Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mark Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazinga is at MazingaLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State with a 67-63 victory over Missouri Southern. That game went right down to the wire. A big bucket put up by Zach Snyder, which gave the Bearcats the lead with 2.5 seconds left. But, Matt, as we look at the extra effort award, looking at another guy here tonight.
Yeah, a no-brainer. It's got to be Devontae Mosby. I mean, obviously his stat line looks fine. 14 points, 8 rebounds, a couple of assists. 8 of 9 at the free throw line. Hit two huge ones with 2.5 seconds to go that gave Northwest a 4-point lead there late in the ball game. But I don't think there's anything bigger than the two rebounds that he had, one on a missed free throw and another one on an offensive rebound that gave Northwest the opportunity to get the shot from Zach Snyder late.
Mosby ends up 14 points, 8 rebounds, along with a couple of assists and a steal, and Bearcats with them win again 67-63, the final score. We'll be back and have more for you in the postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. And from Nucor LNP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And support for the Bearcats comes from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
67-63, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Missouri Southern. Joined now by Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. And, well, Austin, how do you top this?
I don't know. That was a heck of a game. And two teams just going at it. And obviously we were
fortunate enough to pull it out there late. I think, go back to some of the things you were talking about after the game at Thursday, where you want to see the team really improve on the offensive and defensive boards and limit the other team's offensive rebounds. You felt like Lincoln got a few too many of those Thursday, and then you go up against a team like Missouri Southern today that just probably one of the best in the conference with offensive boards, and you really shut them down on that.
Yeah, definitely. Now, that was one of the keys going into the game. You know, they're a great offensive rebounding team. And we stressed it a ton and scout and stuff yesterday. And, man, I obviously haven't seen the film yet, but I thought we did a great job just getting blockouts, you know, weak side blockouts. And then our offensive rebounds were huge, too. You know, we'd said, you know, they're a really good offensive rebound team. They're not a great defensive rebound team. And I thought, you know, Chris and Anthony had some big-time O-boards throughout the game. And then Mosby late was just, I mean, he was huge. That offensive rebound, the free throw, was a game changer. And it just got to, you know, 50-50 balls and loose balls and rebounds, and those are the things that we always say, you know, it doesn't take talent. You know, that's the things that you can do every day, and we went after him, and we brought him in, and we got him, and that was the difference in the game.
We talked about Devontae's play, well, really, and he's had a good season all along, but he has really stepped things up in the last 3 to 4 weeks, and he is becoming a force out there coming off the bench for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he had a little stretch in the middle of the season where he kind of struggled, and I think he lost some confidence, but, you know, he's playing at an extremely high level right now. He's a senior. And he's been really into it. He's done a good job for us defensively, like we said, rebounding, and then, you know, a post presence where we can get into him deep and make some things happen, which is something we definitely need.
Well, this is one of those games, just from the opening tip, that intensity level for both teams is there. I imagine there's a lot of tired guys in both locker rooms right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, thankful for the four-minute medias here in the postseason and the 2 minutes they get in those timeouts. But, at this point in the year, you know, I didn't feel like we ever looked over and anybody was just completely gassed. I think it was just two teams, you know, pretty much rolled with their, you know, top six or whatever and played extremely hard and played well and competed. Huge shots down the stretch. I mean, the step back CJ hit there late. And then obviously, you know, Zach, who doesn't get hardly any looks the whole game and hits that one. But, I mean, that's Zach Schneider. You know, he comes to work every day. He makes 500 shots a day. He shoots. And we always talk about it. He may not get a shot in a game. He may get 10. And when he gets a chance, there's a pretty good chance it's going in.
And the thing about that shot, too, it wasn't an easy shot. I think Quirky was a little bit off balance, got bumped a little bit as he went up with it, and still nothing but net on.
Yeah, he was off balance. But, you know, I think late in the game, winning time, I mean, he's just an absolute winner. And I felt pretty good about it on the bench going in and able to get a, you know, stop there late and pull it out.
Again, is this one of these games that you can really build on as you go further into the, not only this tournament, but the regional next week?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, in a position where we were down two late. We had a tough turnover there, and we were still able to rebound when some things went against us. You know, we've talked about all season, we haven't had a lot of adversity late in games, and obviously we'd rather, you know, build bigger leads, but I think having that and being able to respond to some plays going against us and still find a way to win is huge for our team. I think, you know, scouting report-wise, too, we did a good job on Elijah Clark. You know, he got five threes off. He got a deep one late that we shouldn't have given up because that was one of our keys going into the game. Don't let him get shots. Obviously, CJ was going to score. And then offensive rebounding, you know, keeping them off that. And then J.J. Craddock played really well. He's played really well against us the last two times and just made shots and made plays. He was really into it. Defensive, I thought we did a good job guarding the ball, too.
Well, short turnaround time now. You've got Central Missouri tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in the championship game of the conference tournament. Just talk a little bit about the Mules and how they've changed since the last time you saw them.
Yeah, they've changed quite a bit. You know, they won 8 out of 9, I think, or 9 out of 10 before they lost a couple games at home, and then they recovered, and they're playing really well. They're playing with confidence. They're playing at a high level. They do a really good job driving the basketball within their motion. They'll do some dribble drive stuff, and they have some shooters. And it's going to be tough. You know, it's a championship game. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, and they're going to be ready to go. Obviously, you know, they're playing for their way into the big tournament, and we're going to get their best effort, and, you know, hopefully we'll bring ours.
All right, Austin, thanks a lot for being with
us. All right, thanks, John.
Associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, Northwest with the win, 67-63. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891.
Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Maryville State Farm Insurance Agents, Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal. Providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Support also comes from East Hills Shopping Center at the Belton Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Municipal Auditorium, a little bit quieter than what it was just a few minutes ago. Northwest with a win over Missouri Southern in the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament, 67-63, as the Bearcats defeat Missouri Southern.
Yeah, what a heck of a ball game it was. You know, it would have been entertaining even if the Bearcats had lost today. Just a great college basketball game. But, of course, it adds a little bit to our excitement anyway that the Cats end up with a win in such a great game.
And the Bearcats will advance on. They face Central Missouri tomorrow at 1 o'clock tip-off. And that ought to be a pretty good matchup as well. Mule's playing some good basketball right
now. Yeah, we talked about it even during the pregame. You know, they got the win in the semifinal just prior to the Northwest game. And really, they're at their peak. They're playing their best basketball at the time of year when you want to be doing that. So that's going to make them an even bigger challenge in tomorrow's championship.
Central Missouri with a win over Nebraska Kearney, 75-57. Doesn't often end up this way in this MIAA tournament, but you've got the number one and two seeds going at it tomorrow.
Yeah, it doesn't, because there are so many good teams. There's usually an upset of some teams, and you know, sometimes one of the top two seeds goes down, but it just so happened to play out that way this year.
So you check some of the final totals here. Northwest shot 84% from the free throw line, 16 of 19. I think that's one of the big stats to look at in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just an incredible number when you look at how well Missouri Southern usually does in that category. For Northwest to have that turn is just tremendous.
Bearcats out rebound the Lions 40-23. Northwest shot 42% from the field, 23 of 55, 5 of 15 from three-point range, including the last big one by Zach Snyder, 2.5 seconds left to give Northwest the lead. And then you look individually for Northwest, 24 points from Justin Pitts to go along with 8 rebounds and 3 assists. 14 points for Devontae Mosby coming off the bench, 8 rebounds, including some big ones in the last portion of that ball game. He also had 2 assists and a block and a steal as well. Then 12 points for Chris Ebuendel. He had 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. For Missouri Southern, 43% from the field, 24 of 55, 9 of 23 from three-point range, and 6 of 10 at the free throw line. And individually for Missouri Southern, 2 players with 21 points apiece, C.J. Carr and J.J. Cretta. Apparently you have to have initials for your first names there to be in double figures there. And then they had another guy didn't play, L.J. Ross. So I think we know what they recruit for, but
yeah,
those are all pretty good players too.
Absolutely.
Well, they were the only 2 players in double figures for Missouri Southern. So good win here this afternoon. We'll be back and try to top this one tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Some scouting work to be done here over the next several hours for both Northwest in Central Missouri, and we'll see how it plays out tomorrow afternoon.
Bearcats improved to 28-1 as they face Central Missouri team tomorrow at 1. We'll be on the air at 12:40 with our pregame leading up to the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament at 1 o'clock. My thanks to Matt Gorder, also studio engineer at Creighton Elwood. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Municipal Auditorium.